August 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, secure your faith within the heart of the Holy Mother." These days, faith is under attack more than ever before. The culture of the day promotes independence. Freedom from God is really slavery to sin. Truth and faith go hand in hand. Faith in me is also trust in me. I speak to you through this messenger not to excite you about the future or to inform you of future events, but to build up your faith and trust in me so you will be ready to deal with any calamity. Those who trust simply in the passing things of this world are easy prey to the spirit of fear, anxiety, and confusion in the midst of any crisis. Build your house of spiritual holiness securely on faith based upon holy love. Then I will hold you in my paternal heart, and there will be no need of the knowledge of future events. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2, and 6 through 10. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. If you put these instructions before the brethren, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, for to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.